Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Jack McLam here, retired up in the Great Rocky Mountains here, and just talking to you about a letter to my son, thanking him for his service. It's a little difficult, folks, a little difficult when you know the history of that is so well expressed in an email that a good friend sent me yesterday that I sent off to my son today, who's in Germany, and may very well be going back to Iraq and then on to Iran and Syria and so forth. It's a little difficult talking about these things with your sons and daughters and aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers, perhaps, that are in the service today, because most of our listeners know that even the French Revolution and all the way into all the wars America was involved in, we have not fought in one except, I believe, to a certain extent, the Revolutionary War that was for the benefit and for the safety and security of America. We haven't. It's all been lies. And I sent my son this email that a friend of me sent, and it's very, very, a very important, very good email. And it's about what really happened, the history of government that the government hopes you don't ever learn, the lie of the century. And it's all about each war and how they were each a lie and how we got into each war. You know, You name it. President McKinley told the American people that the USS Maine had been sunk in Havana Harbor by a Spanish mine that it ran into. The American people, outraged by this apparent unprovoked attack, supported the Spanish-American War. It was a lie. That was not true. The ship was sunk by a coal bin explosion. You folks that knew about using coal, and some of you listening might have even dug some coal, know that when you get coal dust around, it's very explosive. And, of course, the investigations after the war proved that it was a lie, but old McKinley, President McKinley, used it to aggravate the American people enough to get us involved in the Spanish-American War. And on and on and on and on. So anyway, I sent this history to my son, and I don't mind sharing the letter with you here. He said, I said to my son, you probably already know this history, son, but it is most important for this history to be known by every soldier. At 17 years of age, the government told me, your dad, that I should go to Vietnam and kill little Oriental people to save our nation and its freedoms for all my countrymen. Well, I was a patriot. I enlisted and I went. Well, it was a lie then, and it was a lie. It's a lie today in Afghanistan and Iraq. It'll be a lie when we're in Iran, Syria, Lebanon, on and on and on, etc., etc. One of my favorite quotes, son, is H.L. Mencken's quote when he says, "To die for an idea is unquestionably noble. But how much more noble would it be if men died for ideas that were true? I pray that one day we soldiers will once again serve, and if need be, die for ideas that are true. Son, I'm proud of you for your earnest service and dedication to our nation and its people. Love and prayers, Dad." It is tough, folks, because I didn't know when I went and enlisted at 17 to go to war in Vietnam that it was a lie. It was based on a lie. The Gulf of Tonkin situation never happened, but that's the situation they used to convince us we had to go to war over there, stop those evil commies way, way away in a land so far away we couldn't even find it on the map. And one out of two people today in America can't find Iraq on the map. And so it's sad, but anyway, I just want to apologize to the Army folks out there that we didn't even mention it on Monday, or actually Tuesday it was the 230th birthday of the Army. So we take our hats off to you guys and gals out there who have served, and 99.9% of you serve like I do, believing it was for America, and it's still the case today. So anyway, just cleaning up a little business there. I want to also say to you, it's good to hear that Mark Furman, you might remember that name, Mark Furman of the top investigator for L.A. County, or L.A. Police Department, that is, in the O.J. Simpson trial, who was thrown out of the investigation because he had mentioned a nasty word about black folks several times in a book that he was writing. You remember Mark Furman. Well, that's how that Johnny Cochran brought the race card into the O.J. Simpson trial and got him off. Well, it's good to know that Mark Furman's out investigating the Terry Schiavo's death at the hands of our government. We all watched Terry Schiavo die. Sad, but we sat and we watched that. Now former LAPD homicide detective and New York Times best-selling author Mark Furman is investigating to find out what really happened. He's bringing out a book, and I think I say that's great. I hope he tells the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Later this month, Furman's newest book called Silent Witness, The Untold Story of Terry Schiavo's Death, will be released. It will prove the controversy over Terry Schiavo's death is far from over, and I pray that's true. It's not over yet. Despite her death, the controversy lingers on. In Silent Witness, Mark Furman applies his highly respected investigative skills to examine the medical evidence, legal case files, and police records. Newsmax will have among the first copies of this book. Order your copy today on Newsmax.com. And so that's a place you can go for the book to order it. With the complete cooperation of Terry Schiavo's parents and siblings, as well as their medical and legal advisors, he conducts exclusive interviews with forensics experts, crucial witnesses, including friends, family members, and caregivers. Mark's findings will answer these questions. What was Terry and Michael Schiavo's marriage really like? What happened the day Terry collapsed? What did Michael Schiavo do when he discovered Terry unconscious? How long did he wait before calling 911? What do medical records show about her condition when she was first admitted to the hospital? What will the autopsy say? The legal issues and ethical questions provoked by Terry Schiavo's extraordinary case may never be resolved, but the facts about her marriage, her condition, when she collapsed, and her eventual death 15 years later can be determined. With the book Silent Witness, Furman goes beyond the legal aspects of the case and delves into the broader human background of Terry Schiavo's short, sad life. Mark Furman is a retired LAPD detective. He is the author of the New York Times bestseller Murder in Brentwood and Murder in Greenwich, as well as Murder in Spokane and Death and Justice. He now lives in Idaho. So, folks, I don't know what you think of Mark Thurman. I've never met him, never talked to him, but I do know that he's a well-known writer and well-known in the media. And if we can get attention on the Terry Schiavo case, Terry Schindler case, I like calling her Schindler today, then that's good. That's good for everybody. So we hope that his book does well and that it opens up more and more questions. And we pray from our police and military position here that it opens up criminal investigations into those that murdered her, including her husband, his attorney, and that lowly scumbag judge that made sure that nothing stopped her murder by government. So we wish him well on that. Hey, we've got an honest cop here, folks, to tell you about. Honest cop today. He's a retired police chief. I just wish that these retired police chiefs, retired politicians, retired judges, and all these people would come forward while they were still in office. But I still take my hat off to Seattle Police Chief Norm Stamper with what he says in his report here called "Keep Your Mouth Shut on This One, Chief. We're hanging out a mile." And I'll explain to you what this means. Hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars, folks, as you know, are paid out every year to settle lawsuits against police departments. In this excerpt from Breaking Ranks, a book just published by former police chief of, I think, San Diego and Seattle, he retired out of Seattle Police Force, he explains why it is better financial sense for a cop to kill you by accident rather than just wound you. Or maybe not by accident, I would say, folks. Yes, very interesting here what the chief has to say. He said it was New Year's Day, 1988, 10 o'clock at night. San Diego police officer Michael Scott was responding to a non-emergency call for backup on a routine stop when a 70 to 73 miles an hour squad car he was driving struck Frances Mayday in her 83 Honda sedan broadside. The accident left the 31-year-old marketing analyst and avid tennis player a paraplegic, speechless from a permanent tracheotomy, brain damage, and requiring 24-hour care, which included feeding her through a hole in her abdomen. 18 months after the accident, Officer Scott told a reporter, "I'm still dealing with this whole situation. I'm just so sorry as I can be for the family and about the whole thing," he said. But we'll be back with the very honorable chief here that's finally coming forward and telling the truth about some of these things that I think will fascinate a lot of you out there. And we'll be back and we'll get into it a little bit more after this break. So stay tuned, folks.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost one-fifth ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Officer Michael Scott was doing wrong responding to a non-emergency backup call on a routine traffic stop at 70 to 73 miles per hour when he struck Miss Frances Mayday broadside. He says, I'm still dealing with the whole situation. I'm just as sorry as I can be for her and the family and about the whole thing. Well, the city was sorry, too. It paid Mrs. Mayday $9.6 million, bought her a house equipped with a wheelchair and an annuity. If she lives to the then-normal life expectancy of 79 years, total payments to her will reach $72 million. Since the city is self-insured, most of that money has been and will continue to be borne by San Diego taxpayers. I've checked taxpayer finance payoffs for police traffic accidents caused by police around the country. $2.3 million here, $7.5 million there. According to the San Diego Union-Tribune, city and county police are at fault in roughly 60% of their accidents are involved in. City of San Diego, between 1996 and 2002, what's that, about 5-6 years there, paid out $4.1 million for accidents caused by its police officers. The county paid out $4.9 million between 97 and 2002 for accidents in which deputies were at fault. These are the kinds of numbers that fuel the Republicans' demand for tort reform. No, it doesn't. The Republican socialists are trying to help the trial lawyers. That's what they're trying to do. And not trial lawyers, but trying to help make sure Americans don't become rich, even after they become paraplegic like this gal here that we're talking about. Most of the big-ticket financial judgments and pretrial settlements in police liability cases originate from traffic accidents, the chief says, from high-speed pursuits, responding to calls for backup, lead-footed patrolling, a cop driving with his head up his derriere, I will say. But excessive force and false arrests are always going to give rise to settlements in the monopoly money range. The citizens of Los Angeles paid Rodney King $3.8 million for absorbing those kicks and baton blows. Also in Los Angeles, Xavier Orando was shot, then framed in 1996 by LAPD officers Rafael Ray Perez and Nino Durden. The 19-year-old gang member was sprung from prison and given $15 million by the city of Los Angeles. And in New York City, Abner Loma received $8.7 million. That's $7.1 million from the residents of New York City and $1.6 million from the Patrolman's Benevolent Association for getting a broomstick shoved up his you-know-what and inserted into his mouth. There's one thing that preceding cases from accidents to willful misconduct have in common. Most all of these victims survived. But what if they had died wrongfully at the hands of the police? Think about it. Those multi-million dollar settlements would have been pared down to a couple hundreds of thousands or maybe tens of thousands or possibly nothing. Financially speaking, the city of San Diego would have been better off had Francis Mady perished in that accident. And Rodney King, let's say everything happened exactly the way the cops said it did that night, up to the point that they laid hands, feet, and clubs on him. King takes the cops on a long chase, endangering everyone around him before he finally comes to a stop. He steps out of the car, but instead of being pummeled, he is immediately shot dead by a bullet from a police service weapon. What would have happened? The police report would have read that King leaped from the car, crouched, turned towards the officers, and reached for what the shooter, the police officer, believed was a pistol. Bang! King's out of the picture. No subsequent, can't we all just get along statements? George Holliday doesn't even have time to take the lens cap off his camcorder that he recorded the beating with. What do you want to bet that one cop, or no, number one, what do you want to bet that, number one, no cop gets disciplined if they'd have shot and killed him? Number two, there'd be no trial in Simi Valley or anywhere else. Number three, the city is spared 55 lives and $1 billion in damages after 4 days of rioting. Number four, truck driver Reginald Denny doesn't get his skull caved in. And number five, the city of Angels doesn't pay King survivors not one thin dime if he was to be killed. Well, that's how it works in police work. Lawyers and police chiefs will tell you that from a purely pecuniary point of view, it's better to kill than to vegetize someone. But what about the moral questions? What about the truth of what happened out in the streets? Unfortunately, morality and truthfulness today are often victims in police liability cases. I'll be back, folks. There's more to this letter. And I think it's very interesting that a police chief is finally coming forward and telling you things I've been saying for years and years and years. We'll be right back with more from the police chief after this break.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I have started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, but also the most fired because I stood up and spoke out about these very things. Not easy to do, but I'm happy you put out the book anyway, Breaking Ranks. Okay, it's to be published by a company called Nation Books. I'm sure that it wouldn't have been published by a top-line publishing company from some of the things that are in the book, so he had to go to a looks like an inferior publisher, Nation Books, to get his book published. But anyway, he's asking the question here about, he says that's how it works in police work today. And I would add, folks, remember I've talked to you about the officers being trained in the end justifies the means, political philosophy. That's what the whole government of the United States works under today. Lawyers and police chiefs will tell you that it's better to kill somebody as a cop than to leave them alive and a vegetable because it costs less for the city. So anyway, he says, what about morality, the moral questions? What about the truth of what happened out on the streets? Unfortunately, morality and lawfulness or truthfulness, that is, are often victims in police liability cases. He's absolutely right. It was one of the few things I hated about being a police chief. Year after year in both cities, San Diego and Seattle, I listened to the steady drumbeat of risk managers and city attorneys tell me, keep your mouth shut on this one, chief. We're hanging out a mile. To keep it from costing the city too much, we were advised, if not ordered, that is, to suck it up and admit no wrongdoing. Exposure, they called it. As in, just how guilty are we on this crash or this incident? The greater the exposure, the stonier the silence of city officials. Shortly after the Tacoma police chief shot and killed his wife on April 2003, a city council member made a major mistake. She told the truth to reporters that the city had made all kinds of errors in judgment at hiring the police chief, retaining him and promoting the woman hater, and in failing to respond to all kinds of signs that he had given that he was a vicious, controlling, emotionally disturbed individual. The council member was spot on. Told the truth, of course. But when informed of what she said, the mayor replied, she said what? You mean she admitted guilt? Mayor almost had a heart attack, I'm sure. A hypothetical question. You're a police chief in your city. One of your officers responding to an urgent call for backup and driving 25 miles per hour over the speed limit slams into a car containing a young father and his three preteen kids. Two of the children die in the crash. The father survives but will never walk again or feed himself or wipe himself. The surviving child, the oldest at 11, has brain damage and major internal injuries but is expected to recover physically. Your cop is in the hospital being held for observation and nursing minor injuries. He's beside himself, understands he did wrong, feels wretched. He doesn't know it yet, but he will find himself crying uncontrollably every time a tiny little cue penetrates his subconsciousness. He may wind up drinking himself to sleep each night, or he may decide to eat his gun. In police lingo, folks, that's commit suicide. You're furious at the cop, even as your heart goes out to him. You don't have all the facts yet. The traffic investigators will be out there at the scene for hours and hours, recording conditions, measuring skid marks, calculating centrifugal force, doing all manner of science and arithmetic you don't pretend to understand, but which will confirm what you already know. Your cop was wrong, dead wrong. Your city is exposed. Because you provide over the most sensitive department in the city, because you are responsible for everything that goes on in your agency, because you owe it to your employees, the community, the officer, city government, and to that poor suffering family to conduct yourself as a leader, you don't know what the heck you're going to do. You want to reach out to the family, but you're not supposed to say anything such as the truth that could come back to bite you in the town's treasury in a trial 4 years down the road. You want to fire the cop, but the police union will fight it. Key members of the city council are in bed with the union. The city attorney intimates that a termination will weaken the city's defense in the case. The county prosecutor won't file manslaughter charges because that'll weaken their case, and the Civil Service Commission would probably just overturn your decision anyway. You want to send a crystal clear message to your officers about reckless driving, but you know they'll dismiss it as a holier-than-thou sentiment of a chief somehow. He's someone who's been off the streets for 100 years. They label you an ivory tower bureaucrat who cares more about PR for the department than police work, or the safety of his officers. They say stupid things like, what if it was your rear end getting whooped? And how fast would he drive if he knew a fellow officer was being held at gunpoint? So, what do you do? If you're a principal leader blessed with a spine, you tell the truth as you know it. I hold you cops accountable. If it means firing him, you fire him. You tell the rest of your officers what you will and will not permit. You see the grieving family, and you tell them you're sorry for what happened. You also check to see whether your exposure is even greater than you might have thought it was. In other words, did you do a thorough background investigation into the cop before you hired him? Did you provide proper academy and ongoing training? Was he supervised effectively? Had he been disciplined before for similar transgressions? Employment law is full of examples of negligent policies, procedures, and practices. Negligent firing, or negligent hiring, rather, negligent training, negligent supervision, negligent retention, negligent equipment maintenance. Heck, he said hell, but I'll say heck. There's probably even a law on negligent negligence. The important thing is for you to satisfy yourself that it was the guy behind the wheel, and only that guy, that cop, who was responsible for the crash, not his academy instructor, not his supervisor, not the car he was driving, not his mother, not. Chief ends with this. He says, one thing I never did. One of the strengths and drawbacks of public employment law is that individual employees, from a cop on the beat to the police chief, are rarely held personally liable financially. That's if their actions sprung from the course and scope of their duties. The provision of a strength, or no, this provision is a strength because having the city pick up the tab for damages means beat cops and police chiefs don't have that excuse if not taking, or don't have the excuse for not taking bold action when it's called for. It's a problem because it licenses some cops to drive like maniacs, shoot people for no cause, or ram the broom handle up their you-know-what. Whether victims of police wrongdoing die or live out of the rest of their lives physically disabled or brain damaged, you've got to call it the way you see it. Police liability cases are horrible enough, the pain, the suffering, the money, but only makes it worse when a police chief gets timid and fails to do the right thing. It's a horrible cross to bear, keeping your mouth shut when your heart tells you to speak up. Looking back, I believe I spoke up most of the time. But there's one thing I never did, and I regret it, and it haunts me to this day. I never went to the house of a person we wrongly injured or killed to accept responsibility and apologize to his or her family. I would have been given hell by my cops and by the battery of city lawyers and risk managers, but it would have been the right thing to do. I haven't heard that from a top management person in law enforcement in years and years and years, folks. Like I say, it's too bad that Police Chief Norm Stamper isn't still there when he wrote his book, Breaking Ranks. I want to get a copy of that, but we do want to say thank you, Norm Stamper, for telling the truth, telling it the way it is. And even admitting that you made mistakes, went along to get along at times. But we respect you for putting this out at this time. Okay, folks, let's go to Alex Jones, who's holding on the line. Alex, how are you tonight?
Jack, just absolutely amazing. I've been in the car for about 25 minutes listening to you read that letter, and it shows how the system is designed to cause this. And I kind of had an epiphany. I mean, literally, if they did prosecute bad cops, that would keep all the bad cops out, and then liability would be way down, and the city wouldn't be paying all this money out. But in the name of not paying money out, they have created a system that causes a bunch of mad dog psychotics and roid heads to be totally protected and good cops to be run out, and it actually causes more lawsuits and more problems, and that'll result in the average citizens losing their right for a redress of grievances and a good lawsuit that is proper at times. So I guess what the Bible talks about, the mystery of evil. And it just evil works so well because it's such a parasite.
Yes, absolutely right, brother. And I've said to my fellow police officers when I was on the force that do not start down that slippery slope of starting to lie on your police reports and lie on the witness stand, because it only gets worse and worse and worse. If you'll lie about something so minor that happens on a traffic stop or something like that, then you'll be believed by the city fathers, who are usually very corrupt, that you'll lie about bigger things. You'll get involved in activities all the way up to committing homicide and murders against people that I've seen over and over again that they wanted, that the city wanted to have murdered. So this police chief is exposing just the tip of the iceberg about the way it really is in these cities and state governments today.
Well, Jack, do you have that via a email?
No, I don't. Interesting enough, brother, it was sent in to us by a brother who was reading Penthouse Magazine.
Well, I have heard of that book and that police chief. Yeah. And if you could have one of your staff fax me a copy, or one of your great volunteers, I should say,
yeah,
at 512-899-9809. Jack, I want to invite you on the radio show tomorrow, if you can do it. Come on for an hour or so and talk about that article. Can you do it?
I believe I probably could, Alex. Let's see. What was that
number? What about the third hour?
What's that number again?
It's 512.
Uh-huh.
899-9809. 9809? Yes, sir. And when I first got in the car, I said, you know, Jack McClam fought for poor little Terry Shiloh. I've got to call him because I've just been smoking mad. You know, we talked to the doctors. We saw the reports, her looking around.
Yes.
We saw her brain scans. Her brain had not shrunk like they said. And then tonight on CNN, they go, the truth.
Yeah,
the truth is her brain was roughly half its normal size. The truth is the coroner say no evidence that she was beaten. The truth is euthanasia's good. Literally. And I went, wait a minute, I know that anorexics who don't eat enough can lose 30% of their brain. And I go, I know that when you get dehydrated, you get brain shrinkage up to 50% and then death results. And I thought, I knew that. I went and typed it in into a medical website, and it said that your brain is, again, 75% water. The rest is basically oil, cholesterol. And that someone who dies of dehydration, if it's a long-term dehydration, can lose up to half their brain mass. So here are these evil coroners. Again, they whisk her body away to secret, had people secretly do a coroner's examination. Then they secretly ship it off and bury her, cremate her, get rid of the evidence. And they have these guys in their white lab coats up there putting out this propaganda. And I just know from common sense as an average, commoner investigator, I go, wait a minute, I've heard your brain shrinks from not eating enough food. And water, it'll shrink by half. And there it is. Medically, if you die of dehydration, your brain will shrink massively. And no one's going to point it out, Jack.
Hey, and your whole body shrinks. It's not just your brain. Boy, I've found people dehydrated in the desert down in Arizona as a cop. And I'll tell you what, you spend a few days out in that sun out there and your whole body begins to shrink. Yes.
Well, exactly. But it's I'm so busy when I get home tonight after my TV show at 10 o'clock. I'm gonna try to write a story and write some comments. But the lies, Jack, are so blatant.
Yes, it is. It's the training too, Alex. As a police academy instructor, I know how these guys are trained, and it's the end justifies the means. And protect the city. The city, protect the state, protect the federal government, because that's the highest authority in our land. And if the government falls, then we're all going to be enslaved, all this brainwashing they undergo.
Well, Jack, you want to come on tomorrow and read some of that and talk about it?
I could do it probably, Alex, for about an hour. I'm really up against it trying to get this newsletter out before I go back with my bride down to Indiana here in a few days. But how about, say, an hour tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do it at 1 o'clock Central, the third hour.
1 o'clock Central. We can do it. Okay.
All right, Jack. I'll call you at the office tomorrow.
Good deal. Okay. Thank
you. Bye, Candidos.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Yeah. This is sad, folks, because when these cops go in to become cops, I can tell you I've been there. I've done this. They go in with really good hearts. You know, they believe they're going to serve and protect the people. So many of them do. Now, you'll get the rascals in there that are on a power trip and want to have a gun and want to throw people around and get it over on people. But they're truly few and far between. But these young people are trained and changed into these superior enforcers once they get through the police academy and out on the streets. It's very, very sad because these young people are not bad people when they go into these police academies. You know, they're trained to, they believe they're going to come out and be the servants and protectors of the people, and they come out being the supervisors of the people and the protectors of the system from the people. Very, very sad. And most of these young people that are listening tonight don't even know that. They don't even understand what's happened to them. And that's what our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and our communications with our fellow police and soldiers all about, to tell them these things, get them back on the side of the people. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes, folks, with more of the program. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Christine with BringEmHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Folks, and I want to encourage you to help us reach out to brother and sister police officers out there. You know, with the mentality that they're under today and the orders that they're receiving from on high, they need to hear from their fellow officers and soldiers who will tell them how important it is that they return to upholding their oath that they took to defend the Constitution and protect the people's rights and their liberties. and to say no to immoral and unlawful orders? They need that so critically today, and believe me, they will not listen to others any better than their peers in uniform, and that's who we are. So we'd like to ask you to write to us here, get copies of our Aiden Abet Police Military newsletters, make copies of them, hand them out to everybody you know that has a police or soldier in their family. If you know a police or soldier, get it into their hands so their peers can begin to talk to them about these issues that, as you know, a private citizen talking to them about these things usually will just go right over their head, because we're taught in law enforcement that we see the big picture and the citizens, poor folks, just don't see the big picture. But fellow peers can talk to them and explain to them what's going on with the brainwashings they're undergoing that is immoral and many times unlawful. So, folks, write to us here at Aid and Abet. It's easy to do. Get out an envelope and just put a capital A on the envelope, the little and squiggly sign, and another capital A. You don't have to write Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Just put an A and A on the envelope. Put on there HC, like Hotel Charlie, 11. That's HC 11, box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. That's HC 11, box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536, and we'll send you out the latest Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and you'll be surprised, you'll be pleased that police officers and soldiers are talking about these very important issues. We need to awaken literally hundreds of thousands of our brothers and sisters in uniform that are in America right now, serving in your communities, serving all the way up from the state to the federal government, and many of these people are reachable. We do it all the time. And they're good people at heart. They just don't know how they're being misled, misdirected, and misguided. But their peers can teach them these things and show them these things. So please get a hold of us here. And if you can't afford it, put $3 in the envelope. Don't write a check, if you would. Just put $3 in there. We won't steal it. Our volunteer police and soldiers are very honest here. We'll send out a copy of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and I think you'll get excited. Because to think of the things you read in there going into the hands and into the hearts and minds of our fellow police officers and soldiers will give you great joy. It truly will as we begin their educational process. Enough said on that. By the way, I don't know what issue of, I don't want to promote Penthouse Magazine here, folks, so I think probably what we'll do is try to we'll try to get this police chief, Norm Stamper, S-T-A-M-P-E-R, and talk about his book, Breaking Rank, to be published very soon by Nations Books, on the air. If Alex is listening, that's a good thing for him to do, too, because I think Norm Stamper needs to get his book out there so more people understand the way the government is truly ran today. Well, God bless all of you out there. I hope you have a great evening. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good evening.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Zales, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Zales, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.